right, welcome back to the Skullcast. My name is Asher Whitmer and my brother Christopher Whitmer. We are two brothers who love to talk about football, who happen to be Vikings fans. And if you missed our other episodes or our recent episodes, we recapped J.J. McCarthy's NFL debut, as well as just we had an episode looking around some of the things that stood out to us around the league in week one. In this episode, we're going to go through our picks for week two and maybe touch on a couple games that we're looking forward to looking at. So are you ready, Christopher, to reveal your picks for week two?
Yes, let's do it.
This is how our, well, let me share the screen for those watching on YouTube. It's not going to show anything spectacular unless I share the screen. This is how week one.
Spectacular.
This is how week one turned out for us. I went 11-5. And you, my friend, also went 11-5. So we are tied after 1 week of making picks.
That's a pretty good record. 11-5.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a playoff team right there.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We're pretty good at this. The company I work for, we have like 10 or 12 of us doing it. And there were a couple people who went 13-1 in the pick'ems. The first week, for some reason, they don't include the first couple games. So it's just.
The Thursday, Friday night game.
Yeah. We have the Packers beating out the Commanders for the opening game on Thursday night. That'll be a fun game to watch. If there's a game that you want to say something about or highlight, maybe just jump in, let me know. I think right now at this point, the Packers looked stronger. They're out ready to play, and the Commanders, they won, but it wasn't a dominating game, especially by Jaden Daniels, and so it'll be interesting to see how the rest of their season unfolds.
Yeah.
We have the Cowboys taking down the Giants over week two. Steelers over Seahawks. So we believe in Aaron Rodgers now. Is that what we're saying?
No, not yet. I'm holding. I told you in a previous episode, I'm holding my hot takes around Aaron Rodgers until after week two.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. I think these are similar teams, so I tend to give the home team the win when they're similar. We have the Rams taking down the Titans at Tennessee. Cam Ward, there were some flashes there, but I watched a bit of that game Sunday afternoon, and I wasn't terribly impressed with. I mean, some people were pretty high on him coming out of training camp. It'll be interesting. We have the Bills taking down the Jets. It's a divisional rival game. Bills in New Jersey.
This will be interesting. Yeah. This could say a lot about the Jets.
Yeah. Yeah. If they play them close, that'll be fairly telling. I don't really expect it to be close, but it'll be interesting. Here's where we first depart. You have Patriots taking the Dolphins in Miami. I think these teams are similar, and I think the Dolphins week one game was worse than what they have. Part of me that might be kind of hoping that the Dolphins bounce back. Do you have any thoughts to add to this? It's somewhat of a mediocre game.
Yeah, a little bit of a mediocre game. I think I just believe in the Patriots coaching staff at this point and their ability to like get the team galvanized and together. Tua is obviously a very good quarterback, but I think at this point in their careers, like May might be a little bit more promising. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but yeah, I just don't think the Dolphins are in a good place.
Yeah, that's fair. Jaguars beat the Panthers in week one, 26-10. Bengals barely beat the Browns, and yet we're more confident on the Bengals winning at home against the Jaguars. Part of that might be we don't really believe in the Jaguars yet. Maybe that's something we're going to have to change down the road, but we have Bengals going over the Jaguars. Niners at Saints. Niners played a close game against the Seahawks. It was kind of ugly. They're dealing with some injuries. I do think the Saints are fairly easily beatable. So don't know how the Niners are going to look on the season yet, but I do think they'll start 2-0. Browns at Ravens. You expect this to be a high-scoring game or low-scoring game? I guess I'm picturing somewhat of a blowout potentially.
Yeah, it feels most predict possibly like it could be a blowout. But Browns can be weird sometimes, especially with Joe Flacco. So yeah, I would guess it's a blowout.
And they do probably not get enough credit as a defensive unit. It is interesting to me though.
Yeah.
When you look at Myles Garrett, you look at Hendrickson, Hutchinson, Parsons, they're like some of the best defensive players in the league, yet those units are not necessarily known for being best defensive units in the league. It's in Browns are maybe been one of the more consistent ones of those that I just mentioned. We have Bears at Lions going the Lions way. The Lions get a win. If you missed our last episode, we unpacked the Packers and the Lions and kind of some of the potential outcomes in the NFC North. But if the Bears win, maybe it'll show that they're better than we expect and the Lions aren't as good as we expect.
Yeah.
We do think the Lions will take the Bears in week two. We have the Colts taking down the Broncos. Colts beat the Dolphins 33-8. Broncos, they won 20-12 over the Titans. Again, I mentioned I watched some of that game. To me, it felt like they should have been able to win by a lot more. I wasn't impressed with Bo Nix in that game. Maybe the Broncos defense was really good, and that's part of why Cam Ward didn't do better. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think these are comparable teams, and so I give it to the Colts at home. We have the Cardinals beating the Panthers. Maybe one of the kind of I don't care games of the week. Sorry, Cardinals, Panthers fans.
Yeah.
Here's the big one. You have the Eagles taking down the Chiefs. I think they're still very comparable. It'll be interesting to see how they play because I wasn't overly impressed with either team in week one. Yeah. And I kind of just gave it to the Chiefs since they're home. I will say I was very impressed with Jalen Hurts in week one. I thought he played really well. But I also thought Mahomes played pretty good. I think Mahomes is coming out. The thing they're dealing with, though, is injuries in their wide receiving core.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. We have the Falcons losing to the Vikings in Minnesota. Do you want to put a score with that, or you just leave it at that?
Ooh, score. I'll say
21-15.
I just made it up. Yeah.
I'm not going to put a score, but I'm going to say I think Minnesota could put 30 on the Falcons. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't really know their defense. I was thinking like two passing touchdowns and either a rushing touchdown or a defensive touchdown. But I could also see in another touchdown and a field goal easily.
Yeah.
Which would put it at 30.
Yeah. So then Buccaneers at Texans. We have the Buccaneers going. Yeah. Obviously, we'll see how week two turns out. If the Texans lose, is that kind of a red alarm on the Texans starting 0-2?
It definitely would be a bummer. I really like CJ Stroud, so I want him to do well. I really like the coach down there. We'll see. I guess I wouldn't really know what to make of it. If they ended up going 0-2, a couple years ago the Bengals went like 0-3 and they came back pretty strongly. So
yeah,
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be much of a red alarm. We expect the Rams and the Bucks to be in the playoffs at the end, and so it may just kind of be once again a younger QB facing more veteran QBs. Also facing like the Bucks and the Rams have pretty good defenses, so it's kind of a tough ride for them. And then we have ending out on Monday Night Football, the Chargers taking down the Raiders. Some people have the Raiders being the only other team with the Chiefs in the playoffs out of that division. Well, sorry, maybe one. I know one person who has that. Some people have Broncos winning the division. But I think people might be sleeping a little bit on the Chargers because I see the Raiders getting a lot of attention. I see the Broncos getting a lot of attention. And I don't know that, like, I didn't have the Chargers being better than the Chiefs, but they sure looked better last week than the Chiefs. It'll be interesting to see how
For sure. Things have folded. If the Chiefs lose to the Eagles and the Chargers beat the Raiders, they have a two-game advantage on the reigning AFC champions. So, yeah, those are our picks for week two. Come back next week, and we will have recap. Our rhythm of episodes is one recapping the week. Obviously, we spend the majority of that one focusing on the Vikings, and then one kind of looking at the league as a whole, and then one putting our predictions in for the next week. So if you're not already subscribed, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel, and you'll be up to date on all of our new videos that we drop. Any final thing you'd like to say before we close out week two?
No. I think we're getting better at keeping them a little bit more concise. I'm excited about the season still. I think the point of watching sports is to have fun. And so if you don't have fun, then maybe you should find another hobby.
Yeah. it's a fun ride. As a Vikings fan, we watched 3 1/3 quarters of just awful football, wondering what in the world. And then McCarthy comes out. Like, that's kind of the extreme. But the season, in some ways, is long. You go through your ups and downs. It's fun. But if it's not fun for you, and if it gets you too worked up or whatever, like, I don't know that it's worth following along. But it is. It's a fun kind of way of letting go of cares of this world and enjoying the flow of an NFL season together. Okay, till next time, we will talk to you guys later.
See y'all.